This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Here is the situation, guys, in Green Bay. A developing story regarding the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want a farewell tour this upcoming season with the Green Bay Packers. He doesn't want it to be treated that way.
I'm so excited to hear Brady's take on this because Brady was so bullish on me. He dropped his pants and then dropped the hammer on me and told me that this is it, LeVar.
The Irish
this
thunder.
This is it. LeVar, do you want to admit now or after the season when it happens, when he's somewhere else? When do you want this to happen?
If you turn out to be correct, everybody expects it, and I will apologize, and I'll look like an ass, but everybody will be okay with it. If you're wrong, we got to figure out what the apology, what the extent of because
compensation.
If I'm right on this, which
calf
I believe
implants.
I am,
calf implants.
Calf implants.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, you got to show me how to grow my calves. How about that?
I don't have calves either, so I count me part of the club. Yeah.
Well, we got to figure out something.
We'll figure out something.
We got to do
we'll
some type of like joke or something. So, you go streaking in the quad or something
that's
like
fine.
That.
That works.
Here's why I feel so confident though about it, LeVar.
Okay.
Aside from maybe anything else that I've heard or been whispered,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that two of the three things that may happen after the season are on my side.
Okay.
It's either his last year in Green Bay
or
and he's going to retire. He already talked about it being a 50-50 decision before he came to camp, whether or not he was going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be his last year playing football in general, mm-hmm, which means he would be done in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he wants to continue to pursue those options elsewhere, all right, he's going to have the opportunity to choose to do that after the season, once it's all said and done. So, and then obviously the third choice is return back to Green Bay for another season, which I don't think is happening. I think the writing is already on the wall.
Did you see how he put that fin? Option was so well played.
But do you see the point, though? Two of the three things that can't happen
let's address those.
Are playing to my side of the discussion.
But I don't think. Here's what I'll say. The first one, let's address the first one. He 50-50 thought about retiring. That is a power play. I'm putting it out there that I'd rather retire than return to a poorly managed and ran organization. That's
so isn't
one.
That making my case then?
It's not making your case because in the end, you have to make adjustments for me to not want to retire. If it was as bad as he said it was and he was a 50-50 ball, then just retire. Don't come back and deal with the all the stuff that's making you want to retire with that 50-50. Just retire now, but he came back. So, which means that he feels as though what he's doing is going to be impactful and effective enough for them to do whatever needs to be done to make that change. Now, the second part of it, that the season comes to an end, I go somewhere else and I want to play. I think it's addressed by the first part of it. If you address the leadership, if you address what his voice is or what his influence is, his place at the table, so to speak, in the scenario, if those things are addressed, then he decides on what number three is, which is he returns back to Green Bay for another season. Again, looking at Jordan Love and watching how he's played, everything is masterfully playing in the direction of Aaron Rodgers saying, I can come back and be the guy you guys need to be for at least another 3 or 4 years if I want. It just has to be on my terms. I'm at this point in my career. If Brady Quinn makes it to the point in his career that Aaron Rodgers is right now, Brady Quinn on the same team wants to have the respect factor going into every single year that he's playing there with the success that he's had, with the reputation that he's had. And that's what any quarterback or any player really that has had a stellar career at an organization would want to have if they've been at that organization their entire time. That's why I think that it plays in my favor, because I think that he's basically saying, I am Green Bay. I am Green Bay, and I don't want to do anything different.
He did say that, right? He was at the press conference and he unloaded.
Oh, God.
He did say that. He said, they come here to play with me, which he's not lying.
Correct.
You don't hear many players say that.
I've never heard it. I've never heard it in my life.
I mean, he just let it all out.
First of all, lie number one by LeVar on the show. I've never said anything like that. You came on the air a couple of weeks ago and said, you're the reason the number 11 exists at Penn State.
But that's the truth.
Fair enough.
So maybe Aaron Rodgers is telling the truth.
He is telling the truth.
That is the truth.
We've talked about before how, because Aaron Rodgers said what everyone's thinking, it's just no one's willing to say it.
That's correct.
But we've talked before about how they have workout bonuses structured in their contract. It's almost boilerplate with every player at Green Bay because they wanted to entice players to come back in the offseason. Otherwise, guys would rather stay in sunny, warmer climates where there's probably more to do. I mean, and they might have been one of the first teams. I don't know how it was when you were playing LeVar, but there are some teams where you'd go play, especially if it was up north. They'd say, hey, you come in and get 4 days in a row, Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday.
Yeah, and you get your bonus.
We'll let you have off the 3 days. Exactly.
Correct.
And you still get your bonus.
That's correct.
Here's the only thing, though, contractually, too, that I think stands in the way of all this is when they restructured his deal, he only has 1 year left after this year.
Correct.
And so the reason why that's significant is if he's now and he said, look, I don't, you know, it wasn't been told to me that I have the right or I can work with a team to pick and choose where I want to go. And I don't know that that's necessarily true. And the only reason I say that is because you don't want to look like the bad guy when you say goodbye. Right.
Yep.
You're not trying. It's not you. Right. It's me. You're trying to make it seem like you want to move on to another place and not alienate or not upset the fan base. But it's also a lot harder to make him a trade potential for the Green Bay Packers if they want to get something in return if he doesn't have a year left on his deal. Mm-hmm. If he was becoming a free agent, right, then they just let him go out the door. So they weren't going to void the last 2 years. They void the final year, 2023, and now you basically have that 2022 year, the last year left on his contract, where they would have to make an extension for him.
Correct.
Well, that extension, if they gave him one, would essentially mean Jordan Love's not playing.
Correct.
That's a wasted first-round draft pick.
Correct.
I can tell you right now, they're not going to do that.
I don't.
They're not going to literally say they wasted that first round draft.
They're going to have to. They're going to have to, because if it's a better play than allowing Aaron Rodgers to leave and Jordan Love to come in and be a quarterback that is not going. Maybe they're thinking about that. But here's the problem, Brady. Jordan Love has no trade value. Now, if you're talking about trading Aaron Rodgers, yeah, but at this point, it's been too long. Don't you think it's been too long? Like, what type of value can you command?
It's been 1 year. I mean, I don't know if we're giving up on the guy.
How much can you command? How much do you believe that Green Bay would be able to command to trade Jordan Love.
Well, here's the problem is Green Bay traded up to get him in the first place. So it's correct. Not even how much they could command. It's as are they willing to even get close to the value that they gave
they're
him
not
to get him in the
get,
first
well,
place.
But we both know he hasn't played. So there's no way of knowing what his value is. So you're not going to get the value of what you did to get him. You're not. That's not
right,
going to exist.
So you're saying they're going to be willing to admit that they made a mistake. They never should have drafted him in the first place.
Because they're
still going to extend
win.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
They're going to patch this whole thing up.
Yes.
And everything's going to be hunky dory after the season.
Because Aaron Rodgers has given them no other recourse. By the way, he's done what he's done. He has given them no other recourse but to do this.
Well, no, they restructured his contract so he would have a year left, so he could potentially get traded after this year and come back and finish out.
Or potentially be able to do a new contract or an extension.
Why wouldn't they have done the new contract then this offseason?
Because I think that everybody has to make sure that they're getting what they want out of the situation. See, so these guys in the front office get a reprieve if Aaron Rodgers changes his tune and says that we fixed what's going on. Aaron Rodgers gets his reprieve by having a voice and a place at the table, and now we can sit down and say in our, as you mentioned, kumbaya moment, right? Let's let bygones be bygones, and let's move forward together and win some games together. Now that becomes an even better story, and you can make it a feel-good story where you can make the fans in Green Bay
like
feel good about it.
There's a lot to your side for it to work out for you, so God bless you. Best of luck with
it. You know what, Brady, like I said, when this happens the way that I'm telling you, hey, listen, I watch a lot of mysteries, all right? I sit at home in my boxer briefs with a big bowl of cereal.
We play Clue during the break.
And I watch a lot of I watch Law and Order. I watch a lot of these shows.
Let me ask you guys this before we get to break. Okay, because I think if you are a betting man right now, just take away whatever your personal opinions are.
Put your money with me.
The likelihood that Rodgers is back next season.
Put your money with me.
Okay, he's either retiring or moving on.
Okay, so if let's just say that's the case.
This is why this is such an amazing conversation. Because I truly believe what I'm saying, and Brady does too. And one of us is going to be wrong.
Let's say that's the case that most people feel like, because I do think most people feel like he's going to be gone, regardless of whoever feels what on this show. Most people feel like he's gone after this year. Mm-hmm. What brings him back?
I just told you.
Which is the fact that he's got them.
You want
by
him to go
stones?
Through that again, Jonas?
Yeah, just, I'm not going to do it.
He just gave me the dissertation of how he's going to do
it. Hey, Brady, I'm not going to do it, but I just told you.
No, it's mostly for Brady. What brings him back? If you
it's
believe,
mostly for me.
Yeah, if you
Brady doesn't think there's a chance. Brady doesn't think that Brady has answered. There is no chance in hell.
No chance whatsoever. He's coming back. Not any chance. Okay.
No.
See, I just wonder, what would cause them to want to make sure that he would?
If there's no chance he's coming back, there should have been no chance that he even finished out this year. If the situation is as dire as it had been made out to be, it's done this year. Because
he also would have owed some money back. I don't know that mattered.
But that's a
he said it wasn't about that. But that is one of those things.
I just don't know how we're wired as people that play the game. Like, we all have our own different ways of doing things and going about things. But the way we're wired as players, I don't see this playing out. Just as simply put as this is my last year. Just the way you came into it. It just doesn't work that way. Yeah. It doesn't.
Well, but he's a different cat now. He's talking about getting into that Zen state. I mean, he's almost becoming like Yoda.
You know,
I'm trying to figure it out. He's starting to look like it too, right?
The way he wears his hair. Yeah,
he turned into a hippie.
He looks like Luke Skywalker.
Hawaii did something to him.
It was the weed.
Yeah, he turned into a hippie. I'm not making accusations here. I'm just saying. Yeah, there's a lot.
What was it?
Boy, that Cheech and Chong. The weed.
Yeah. The weed.
Yeah. That's what they call it. All right.
He wasn't in that rainforest for nothing.
It is.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
We get set for a week two of the NFL preseason coming up later on tonight, guys. Fired up. Football right around the corner.
Good morning, everyone.
Big week. By the way, so the rookie quarterback class is out there, and obviously you've got Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, thoughts and prayers to anybody who bought a Tim Tebow jersey. That didn't age well. So there's that.
Yeah, but very quickly on that. Now becomes a very very, I would assume, big valuable collector.
I mean, if only, who was it that stole, was it Tavon Austin that stole the reception from him?
That story was out there.
Yeah, Brady had a field day with that. He was not happy about that analysis.
It got blown out of proportion. People who were Tim Tebow fans were upset. I'm like, well, he wasn't where he was supposed to be. He wasn't running where he was supposed to run. It's why Tavon Austin caught it in stride, and it looked like that was how the play was supposed to work out. So,
Yeah, it's a bummer. But, you know, you've got Trevor Lawrence. You've got the Justin Fields stuff. You've got Mac Jones and Cam Newton that we've talked about. Trey Lance in San Francisco. Who knows? Davis Mills, depending on what the hell happens with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. Kyle Trask. What was Kyle Trask like? 4 of 80 in his preseason debut? Was that his final stat line? Something like that.
I don't know that it was that bad.
We round up in sports radio.
A lot of room to work upwards.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of room to work up from there.
That's a good point. But, LeVar Arrington is very bullish on one rookie quarterback heading into the season. And it is, I think, maybe
it's so
the most
funny
surprising.
The way you're framing
I'm
it
just
up.
Saying, I'm just saying. I want to tee this up. You know, this is the, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you feel very confident about one
you
quarterback.
You feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him,
come
LeVar.
On, LeVar.
All right, let's give the qualification
okay,
here.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good.
The qualification here is amongst other rookie quarterbacks,
okay,
for
very
one.
Very good.
Okay.
Oh,
let's
right.
let's start there.
All right. That's what he said.
All right. Let's start there because you're it seems as though you're saying what I'm going to say is going to apply to every quarterback in the league.
Because you alluded during the break, LeVar, a little behind the scenes here. We're not on the air yet, so this is fine. LeVar Arrington said that that he believes that this guy is going to be a future Hall of Famer.
Oh,
so go ahead,
wow.
LeVar. What
right.
were you saying?
Well, here's the thing, right? There's the discussion out there, and It's a continued discussion because there are so many pretty good, high-ranking, you know, bright young stars in this rookie class of quarterbacks. So the conversation continues to be about certain guys. Justin Fields, you know, kind of led the charge in becoming the more discussed and talked about quarterback after the round of games that were played. We all think we know what we know about Trevor Lawrence, and then there's just always the conversation about the other guys, right? So then you got Trey Lance, you got Zach Wilson, and I made the statement that I believe Zach Wilson will have the best rookie season out of all the rookie quarterbacks.
I mean, yeah. There's
who? There you go.
I
put that out there, and I actually believe it. Now let me qualify that. Let me first qualify it, because there is a qualifier. I do believe that Justin Fields will end up having, this is my next bold prediction, I think he will have the best career out of all of the rookie quarterbacks.
Ooh, okay.
In this class.
All right.
But it's not going, he's not going to be the guy early on. Now, for how long that is, I'm not sure. I think if Cam has a short leash to Mac Jones, Andy Dalton is being held by the collar. There is no leash for Andy Dalton in Chicago.
Well, it's his time now, though.
But yeah. It is his time.
It is his time.
And it is self-proclaimed, yeah. And it is his time. I loved how you put that out there, and I love the context.
Hey, if you say it enough, people are going to believe
you. They're going
right?
to believe you. They're going to believe you. But he has no leash. He's being held by his collar.
I just don't know what – and Brady and I were talking about this earlier this week. I don't know what Zach Wilson has that Sam Darnold didn't have, and we saw how that worked out.
I'm going to tell you why I believe he's going to have the better season. Trevor Lawrence has a target on his chest and back.
And his hair.
Yes.
Hair, man.
It's very large. Yeah. Like he is going to be one of the most hunted players in the National Football League.
What do you mean
League.
By hunted?
They're going to hunt him.
He's going to look like Bambi out there.
Those defenders are going to be those defensive coordinators. Everybody is going to want to get their piece of Trevor Lawrence. And so it's like how Peyton Manning was, right? A lot of people talk about how Peyton Manning had a tough time coming out in his first few years. Well, if you think about it, it was because Peyton Manning was football Jesus.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to prove that you're not going to discredit years and years and years of experience by saying this rookie's going to come in here and light up the place. So coming in knowing as highly rated and respected and covered as Peyton Manning was, they attacked him. He was under attack. And that's what's going to happen to Trevor Lawrence. And mind you, and not on a very, very good team, right? Like this is a rebuild that's taking place in Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have his hands full to have success coming out of the gate just with the normal growth process of being a rookie, but also being the guy that is being looked at as a savior of a team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Hold on for a second.
Go ahead. So
Trevor and Zach are in similar situations. Like those guys are both being thrusted into that starting role. I know they haven't announced it yet in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got to be honest. I'd be shocked if Gardner started week one. It wasn't Trevor Lawrence. But hey, it might happen. Who knows?
Right.
But we know, or at least we think we know, they're both going to be starting week one moving
forward. Correct.
So they're kind of both in similar situations. I think you'd have to admit that there were some pieces within New York, But it's a bit of a rebuild, too. You got a new head coach.
Of course.
You know, a first-time head coach.
Yes.
And I think the thing that actually concerns me more with Zach Wilson is he's not very big. To Jonas's point, I don't know that he's any more mobile than Sam Darnold was. I mean, outside of the turnovers where I think Sam Darnold would tell you he probably pressed too much, he probably took too many chances, felt like he needed to do that in order to give themselves a chance. You know, I don't know that Zach Wilson does anything that much better. I think he's maybe got the ability to articulate his arm in different arm slots better, but that's about it. And the only other thing is the Jets are probably a little better at the wide receiver position, at least they hope, and the offensive
they
line. But outside of that, man,
yeah, they upgraded.
It's about the same.
Well, here's what I'll say, and again, I say this as being a qualifier. First of all, I do not compare Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence in terms of what the amount of pressure that's on them to perform. It is totally spotlighted on Trevor Lawrence to be. Andrew
Luck.
You don't
think it's on Zach Wilson with New York, that media market?
The media market, yes. As a whole, no. I think anybody that's in that media market is going to be a target.
Urban shares some of the spotlight, though. I think that takes a little bit off
100%.
Trevor Lawrence.
And it's not the greatest market to play in, let's be honest here. But Trevor
right,
Lawrence.
It's a small market.
But
so
Trevor
you're not
Lawrence
getting the
is,
same type of media coverage.
Yeah,
there.
But that's like Joe Burrow going to I mean, Cincinnati or
you can't
Andrew
get
Luck
mono
going
in
to Indianapolis.
Right?
Like,
yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, you can't get mono in Jacksonville. You can't.
If you're a quarterback, you can't get mono.
But again,
there, right?
whether you were a good ball player, you know, or a great ball player, or whatever it was, you're still getting that media coverage. So I think that's just understood. You're in that intensity of a media market where
sure.
they're going to cover every little minute detail. It's very different in terms of what you're anticipating and what you're expecting. The New York Jets have not been a competitive team and have been considered to be a dysfunctional organization for quite some time. So
sure.
I don't look at the expectation on New York Jets as being one where you're going to say, okay, Zach Wilson comes in, he's going to change what's happening with the New York Jets. I don't think anybody is putting that expectation on him.
No, I think that's your opinion. There's a lot of Jets fans that I know that are hoping, praying.
Yeah,
that
hoping, praying.
He is,
sure.
he is that guy.
And, hoping,
and
praying. Sure.
There's some. Well, yeah, but here's the reality.
But is that delusional?
You don't speak for Jets fans. You speak for your own opinion.
That is very true.
My issue with Zach Wilson and saying he's going to be the best of this class is I don't know that he's going to be able to stay healthy. I have a lot of questions about his success, which everyone's basing off of last year versus the weakest schedule of any of the rookie quarterbacks, where he bursted onto the scene. He's got a first-time play caller in Mike LaFleur as his offensive coordinator, a first-time head coach in Robert Saleh,
correct.
Who's still going to be trying to figure it out.
And I think that's
new
the
additions.
Difference.
Hold
I actually
you got
think
new,
that's the
you,
difference. Go,
I,
ahead.
Go
on.
Go ahead. You got new additions to this team. Not only do you have him as a rookie you're going to rely on, you're going to rely on your first-round pick and Elijah Vera Tucker to be able to figure
who's
that stuff
good.
Out.
Yep.
Elijah Moore, who rave reviews so far, he might be the wide receiver that's the best of this rookie class, which would be a good thing for Zach Wilson. But, you know, he's got competition, too. I mean, Crowder's a savvy, longtime vet. He's solid. Corey Davis
play.
Showed
yep.
out last year.
Yep.
You know, Denzel Mims, they're going to want to see what he can do. So, yep. you know, we'll see how he ends up. But the point is, it's a young team.
Okay.
They're relying on a lot of young guys to be able to step up. And inexperienced guys, both actually on offense, but also in the play callers. You know, at least what you've got in Jacksonville is, yeah, it's a first-time head coach at the NFL level. But you're talking about a staff where they've got guys who have been in the league for a long time. Daryl Bevel, Brian Schottenheimer, those guys have been around. So Urban can rely on them for a lot of that expertise and kind of helping to kind of curtail things. And I would say this, too. I think Jacksonville's roster, at least from a skill standpoint, is a little bit underrated. I think they actually have a little bit more talent than maybe people want to lead on. And I'll say this. It's an easier division. I think if you look at the AFC South, that's an easier division because you've got that layup in the Houston Texans with that situation right
yeah.
now that you're playing twice a year, as opposed to who's the layup in the AFC East? It's probably you.
You're the Jets.
It's probably you as the layup.
Yeah, but I don't think that the AFC East is a juggernaut situation right now. You got the Bills.
I'll put it this way. The Bills are looked at, though, as what, the second-best team in the AFC?
And we have to see if the
and
Bills –
you got Bill Belichick, and then you've got Miami, who won double-digit games last year.
I do not disagree with what you're saying, but I will say this. I think the Bills have to prove that they are the Bills. They continue to come up short as well. And we saw Josh take a step forward at the quarterback's position, but let's be clear here. I need to see more consistency out of that before I really, you know, put the stamp on that the Bills are this Super Bowl contender. I'm not sold on that. As far as the other teams, I mean, the Miami Dolphins, it's a lot of potential that you talk about. And then in terms of anyone else, like, yeah, Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick, but we saw Bill Belichick and his team take a step back last year. I don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, they spent a ton of money.
Yeah, I get it.
They should be better.
I get it.
They should be better.
But here is the point. The point that I'm making is whether those fans and their delusional opinions of what they think Zach Wilson is going to be for their team, the reason why I think he will have the better year of the other rookies is, one, again, my reasoning being, I think that the spotlight on Trevor Lawrence is going to make it very difficult based upon the attention he's going to receive in terms of preparation by the other teams. I don't think it's a cakewalk for Trevor Lawrence with the schedule. I don't look at it that way. I look at he is going to be hunted. That's, again, I'm giving my opinion. When you look at the other guys, I do not think that Trey Lance is going to play. I do not think that Justin Fields will play enough in his scenario, which if he did play enough, I might change my opinion. But I do believe in the initial, I think that Zach Wilson will get more meaningful reps than guys like Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Now, when you look at Mac Jones, I don't think Mac Jones will play enough. When you go to who else is left there? Is there any left?
Trey Lance, Justin Fields,
Trey
Mac
Lance,
Jones.
Justin Fields.
I mean, yeah, there isn't any left. So it's by process of elimination that I'm sitting here saying.
But you're also taking out the case that, like, if Fields plays and we admitted that he's probably got a short leash, that's a team that's much better suited to win than what the Jets have.
I agree.
So Fields isn't going to have to play in shootouts. They've got a good defense. He's got talent out around him. And he's got the ability to take off and run, which is that kind of extraordinary talent that you're looking for from a rookie.
I agree.
So I think he'll have a better chance of being better. Lance still has a lot of work to go, but I trust Kyle Shanahan not putting him in a bad spot. And I think if he gets in there, he's going to run. He's going to be a guy that they're going to run a little bit with. He's going to take some deep shots, and they're going to run the football with that stable of backs like they always do. But I would still put him ahead of my – I just look at his situation. I think – It's one of the more dire when you're looking at all of the rookies, given the construct out around him. And in comparison to Trevor Lawrence, the difference is he's not as talented as Trevor Lawrence.
Well, when I think about Jacksonville, they have a very poor ranked offensive line. The Jets have a poor ranked offensive line, but I believe that they've done enough in free agency to make it a more competitive offensive line. I think they will run the ball. I know you're maybe understating or downplaying what LaFleur and those guys will bring to the table. I actually think that it will be more difficult for Trevor Lawrence to have success with Brian Schottenheimer than it will be with LaFleur and the way that they're going to run that offense in New York. It's going to be a stretch zone offense. They're going to run the same exact offense that's taking place with the San Francisco 49ers. I think they will put Zach Wilson in a favorable position to be able to have a measured amount of success based upon taking the pressure off of him having to put every game on his arm. I think they're going to concentrate on playing defense and running the ball, which will allow, if they're successful in doing so, which this is, just me looking at it as an estimation, if they are able to improve enough to do so, then I don't look at him being, oh, he's no different than Sam Darnold. I look at it as the process and the format in which you're going to put Zach Wilson in will play in favor of him being able to have success at a much earlier stage in his career than what Sam Darnold had with the coaching regime.
Right,
that he
but
had.
All the points you're making are the same things you do with every rookie quarterback.
Sure.
You
but
want to
but
play
everybody
good defense, we get that.
Sure.
You want to run the football. We
but
get
some
that.
Are more capable than others.
And I, well, sure. But again, going back to the discussion of the division, AFC South easier than AFC East, and then talking about what they have out around them, neither team necessarily has the team built to the way they want it to be. The difference is going to be when things break down, who's going to be able to make a play. And I trust Trevor Lawrence in what I saw throughout his time at Clemson in doing that more so than Zach Wilson.
So you saw that happen when Ohio State was breaking down the plays in that playoff game? Because I didn't see him adjust very well in that game at all.
You must have only watched this past year. And,
well,
and I did.
I watched his career,
the play.
But I mean, that was the biggest game he's played in.
He won a national championship as freshman.
He did.
Did you miss that one?
I didn't miss that.
They were blitzing him left and right. Yeah. He was balling out.
I saw that.
And he also took off on like a 45-yard, 50-yard run like two years ago.
I remember that.
Plus 700 if Zach Wilson gets Offensive Rookie of the Year. Just saying.
All I'm saying is.
They're all plus now, though, aren't they? Yeah. What's Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, plus 275. Yeah, he's the favorite right now. Plus 275.
Put your money on Zach Wilson to get Offensive Rookie of the Year.
There it is. Plus 700. Courtesy of Fox Bet. He's LeVar Arrington. He's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Just
you're
because
on
Brady
Sports
talks
Radio.
Tough to me, guys out there, don't think that he's right. All right, I just don't talk as tough as Brady Quinn.
What I've identified is I'm just taking what you're saying and then I'm asking you questions back.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just saying. With a strong opinion, with strong words, and I just don't get shook up by tough talk. You know, Brady talks so tough, and I get it. I'm just going to stay calm and wait for my results.
I'm just not going to say anything because LeVar gets sensitive.
I'm going to wait for his opinions.
He gets a little sensitive.
I'm going to wait for my results because once we start getting some results that come in, it's like, oh, LeVar is right.
Don't you hate waiting for results?
Yeah, I do hate it. Sometimes it's a little –
It's like, hey, Doc, what's taking so long?
That's for certain.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
So Tom Brady says that the quote-unquote MF-er that he was referring to was absolutely not Ryan Tannehill of the Tennessee Titans when he said, you're going to choose that MF-er over me.
Translation.
Yeah.
It was Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, that is the so basically Tom Brady lied,
yeah,
right?
He's lying.
I mean, I actually Brady did a great deep dive breakdown on why he believes that it actually is Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. I 100% agree. I don't know. I mean, I know why Tom Brady's
even heard
lying.
This, but yeah. I'm right there with you guys.
You talk about a lawyer. Like he put together a strong case here.
It's kind of simple, I guess. I mean, look. We know Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady have had a relationship playing together, winning together in the past. And so there was a team that I think if you were looking at all the options that Tom Brady had, that was one where I'm sure there was communication between those two. And, you know, instead they ended up giving Ryan Tannehill a contract. And Ryan Tannehill is a player who Tom Brady is very familiar with, as he's kind of admitting to. He played against them twice here in the division. In fact, Tannehill got the better of Brady a few times. So if there was ever a reason to kind of be a little bit salty, but almost kind of like, well, you're going to, you know,
choose him over
guy?
Me?
Yeah. Like, I think there's a lot there for the emotion that's involved with saying, making that sort of comment.
It's personal.
It's personal.
It sounded personal.
Because he knows Vrabel.
Right.
He played with him.
Correct.
And then he knows the player that he's picking instead of him.
Correct.
And so for that reason, I think it makes a lot of sense why it would be, even though he's saying it's not.
And also, what was Tom Brady's final memory as a Patriots player?
That's right.
Losing to Tannehill and Tennessee at home on a pick six.
Wow. That's right.
Like, you mean to tell me.
Was it a pick six? It was interception, though, right?
Was he? I think it was a pick six, wasn't it?
I
thought he threw it in the end zone and it ended up sealing the game.
Little trick in radio. Even if it wasn't a pick six, just say it was. And if somebody proves you wrong, just say they were drinking at the time and you never actually said that on the air. That's the trick. And I've learned that.
I've already told
you. You better be on.
Hey, LeVar, that's what we're going to do if Aaron Rodgers comes back.
I have already picked up very quickly that you have to pay attention to the details with Brady.
I'm telling you. By the way,
don't add a small detail to the end of what your argument is to think that you're making it work because he's going to get you.
By the way, let's go
you
live.
You got to be careful.
Let's go
it
live.
It all matters, man. It all matters.
Let's go live to our Was It a Pick Six Tom Brady's final throw against the Titans a couple of years ago insider. Lee DeLapp for the latest.
Let's
Lee.
Hear it.
In fact, Tom Brady was in his own end zone and threw a pick six to Logan Ryan.
Oh, was his own end zone. Okay. It was
come on.
Own.
Give me some of that.
Yeah,
give me some of that. We got you, Brady.
Talking about
got
it.
You, Brady.
Sit on.
How about
Brady.
That? What? Take them apples.
Yeah. Pick six.
You can be wrong, Brady.
You think I don't read a box score correctly?
How about
I
that?
As I said,
Jonas got you.
It was Jonas's comment.
Jonas got you.
Our argument.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did say that
point.
Though.
All right.
Darn it.
What? Who are even like? Who are even the other possible candidates that he would be talking about?
None. Are none.
Yes. Like, I don't
you can't, because you cannot put this type of connective tissue to the discussion.
Okay, Derek Carr's too nice. He'd feel like a bully if he was picking on Mitch Trubisky.
But again,
like,
how does it become personal for Derek Carr? How's it
exactly.
Become,
like,
there's no connection
okay,
there.
Okay, maybe Garoppolo. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo. He would be plan B if it wasn't Ryan Tannehill, if he was talking about somebody.
I mean,
because there's a
personal connection
there.
But to Garoppolo, though?
Yes.
Not to Shanahan?
Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, so it's got to be Tannehill. There's
got to
no
be.
Other,
because they were boys. They were cronies. I mean, he was throwing touchdowns to Mike Vrabel. Like, they're scoring touchdowns together. Like, they're dudes. They're winning Super Bowls together. Like, 100%. Like, we're boys. Like, you're going to pick him over me? Like, you know what I mean? Like when your best friend says to you, you know, bro, like, it's been a good run, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get married. Like, what? You're choosing her over me? That's what that was. Yeah. It has to be. It's the first thing I thought when this first happened. There's no one else. The only way you could really shift it and look at it the way that you want to look at it, which I don't see how you do it, but it's Stidham. Stidham. Yeah. That's the only one I could go to and say, you know what? Like, man, he's talking about New England, but he framed it in a way where he's not putting it on New England.
Okay, you mean like talking to the Patriots? Like you're choosing him over me? See, I just like of
that's
all
the only other way you
like,
could do
who,
it.
Okay, who are the like now that we look back? Because Tampa Bay obviously was the best fit for him. But okay, there was a lot of talk about the Chargers.
Some people said the Chargers. Some people said the Saints.
Like he really did end up in the best possible situation. Correct.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl.
Like they were loaded, man.
Well, and they gave him kind of the reins, and he recruited Gronk. He got Antonio Brown signed. I mean, he honestly is probably to blame for every quarterback that had a gripe with their organization this offseason.
100%.
Because of how it went and how it turned out.
But now just added an argument point as to why I think Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay. Thank you, Brady.
I thought Bruce Arians said there's no way that Antonio Brown would be a part of the Bucs team.
He said we're not interested. Yeah, I have no desire in bringing him back.
I don't
back.
Get it. I thought Bruce Arians said there was no chance he was going to play for the Bucs.
He didn't say there was
Antonio
no
Brown.
Chance. He said that I was with him in Pittsburgh and they're really he's not entertaining that he can't see unless there was like a real situation that formed him bringing him in. He didn't close the door on Antonio Brown coming.
I mean, I just did Antonio Brown ruin his Hall of Fame chances the past couple of years?
No.
You don't think so?
He does. He's not first ballot now though. He's not first, but he was probably first ballot. Oh yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think he still gets in.
I think he's definitely in if he hadn't gone through whatever the hell that was
with his kids and the Raider feet and the cryo chamber, that was the helmet situation. That doesn't keep you out of the Hall of Fame. It would be more or less the off field things.
Dude, T.O.
Like,
y'all, T.O.
you guys are beating up moving truck guys and stuff like that whatever.
Well,
like,
I think
the off-field stuff was a little bit more egregious.
You ever dealt with those guys before, man? You know, they drive a hard bargain. I mean, sometimes you gotta, you know.
I don't mess with them type of cats, man. Nothing but love and respect to you guys, man. Yeah. Y'all move the hell out of some stuff. I've had nothing but great experiences with people who move things. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, trust me. I had to move a lot during my time in the NFL. They were great. Maybe every single one.
I saw the trash guys yesterday, man. You know, I was coming home and the trash guys were going up the street and I was like, guys, are you thirsty? They're like, hell yeah. I was like, all right, man, hold on. Let me go grab y'all some Gatorade.
Yeah.
I went and got them some red cups.
Yeah.
And put some ice in it and gave them bottles of Gatorade. I take care of the people that service us, man.
Like, yeah.
Shouts out to all the people that help out guys like me that just don't – I don't do that type stuff.
What'd you charge them for it?
Huh? I didn't charge them.
I hooked them up. What do you guys got on you? I'll take that.
Do you remember
the video that Antonio Brown made where he took the private conversation with John Gruden?
Oh, yeah.
That was still the coolest video. I swear. Like, I don't know who did that. That was one of the coolest videos, and I'm not sure really what the purpose was or where it was going, but it kind of got me hyped up. Then I realized, I was like, oh, yeah, but he's not going to play for the Raiders, and then he's ended up not playing for the Patriots. He really didn't do a whole lot of anything that year.
Yeah, I think it was John Gruden said afterwards, because a lot of people said, oh, how could he do it and not tell John Gruden? And John Gruden said afterwards, no, I was fine with it. And it was like, I don't even think if John Gruden did give approval, he would be bothered by it, because he'll take whatever attention he can get. He just said, you know what, screw it. If I'm part of this as well, too, put it on my IMDb. He's good with it.
AB actually also made a rap video about all that money, too. And he was throwing a whole lot of ones and $100 bills and $10 bills on some dancers.
I think he had a hashtag.
In his house.
Well, he had a hashtag, no more white women 2020 or something
like that.
No more white women 2020.
Man, white women need love, too, man. Come on.
Listen,
Everybody deserves love, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I mean, I'm just all in on making sure everybody deserves it. Like, you should know. If you're out there listening right now, you deserve to be loved.
Absolutely.
Okay?
100%.
That's coming from us. This is a public service announcement that is indeed validated by one LeVar Arrington.
You know, but we know what they say, though. Love does hurt sometimes.
It does.
And speaking of hurts, Jalen Hurts will be the quarterback for the – how about that, Brady? How about that, huh?
What a great
segue. Dusting off those old transitions here on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah. All right, so Jalen Hurts, apparently the reports out of camp – by the way, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn here at Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Reports out of these joint practices between the Eagles and the Patriots as they get ready to play later on tonight is that Jalen Hurts wowed in practice, that he was the best quarterback on the field, that he is totally impressing his teammates. He's got franchise quarterback written all over him. And yet, you know, here we are, the one team prominently rumored to try and make a move for Deshaun Watson, Brady, is you know, the Philadelphia Eagles. But apparently they love the Jalen Hurts. Right now, Jalen Hurts right now is the Eagles quarterback of the future.
Yeah, so one, I said this about him just from watching the preseason game. I'm so impressed with this young man, the way he's handled himself every single step from his college career to his NFL career last year, this year, everything. He just continually gets better and better and better at his craft, blocks out the outside noise, handles and conducts himself in the right way. And so I hope he gets his chance to see what he's capable of. But it does feel like there is a little bit of that, like, puffing him up right now to maybe make it seem to the Texans like, look, there's an offer on the table. I'm sure they've had conversations. And this is all we're willing to go with because we've got a guy we feel like has a similar skill set and we feel really good about right now. And so I wonder how much of it has to do with that. But again, I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts. If he's their guy this year, I hope it works out. I think there's a lot of things working against him when you got, again, a first-time head coach in his first year trying to figure out a lot. And then, obviously, he really is still kind of a rookie. I mean, he played a little bit last year, but there's still a lot he's going to learn, I think, in year two, though, the more he plays.
I wonder what Jalen Hurts thought when Carson Wentz was basically quietly throwing a tantrum last year that he had that they drafted Jalen Hurts. And you got Jalen Hurts, who was like, dude, I got benched at halftime of the national championship game. And,
like, you're
bitching about them drafting a quarterback in the second round, and you're making franchise money. Like, I'm with you. I love Jalen Hurts as well, too. I hope he gets a real shot. This isn't one of those, well, we're just, you know, he's a stopgap for a year. Because the way he handled it, being able to go to Oklahoma, become a Heisman, you know, candidate after everything he went through, coming back in to save Tua after Tua saved him the year before in a big-time game, I would love to see it work
out.
But
he might be a stopgap. He might end up. I mean, whenever you bring in a new head coach, anybody can become a stopgap that's from the old regime. That's first and foremost. But then secondly, when you think about what his time has been so far, the craziest part of it is how Doug Peterson handled that last game. And to me, you know, Doug can say whatever he wants to say, the team, Lurie, all those guys, they can say what they want to say. The bottom line is to run a game the way that they did under the circumstances that were in front of the Eagles said to me that there was not a whole lot of belief in Jalen Hurts. That was my conclusion that I drew from the way that was handled. Why would you not leave? If this is your quarterback of the future, why would you not leave him in the game? Like, and whether that ultimately costed Doug Peterson his job or not, which I think it did, but regardless of if it did or if it didn't, if Doug Peterson is coming back this year or you do change coaching staffs, the fact that you handled that situation the way that you did was a red flag immediately for me. So looking at where Jalen Hurts is currently right this moment, I think having Joe Flacco as a backup and Nick Mullins as the third guy in the rotation, it says to me, you don't have your quarterback of the future if Jalen Hurts doesn't prove he's your quarterback of the future. So he's going to have the opportunity. He's not going to be shorthanded on having the opportunity because there's no one sitting in the hole that's going to be the guy. It's like, okay, like you could actually compare Flacco to Dalton, but the problem with that comparison is Dalton is right now currently the starter, while Flacco is the backup. And I don't think they look at Flacco as being a guy that they're going to use going forward. So if Jalen Hurts does not prove out this season, he will be considered a stopgap quarterback until they find the guy that they're going to go to be their next guy.
I think their toughest decision is they have to determine whether or not they can go and get what is a proven commodity, because they do have the salary cap space and they do have the draft capital to go get Deshaun Watson. But obviously that's a lot right now to take on, not knowing how the NFL is going to handle it, how the legal scenario is going to play itself out. And so they've got to figure out a way of determining the risk involved with giving either Houston what they want or meeting them somewhere in the middle. And then on the other side of it, if they don't want to make that move, they go through this year with Jalen Hurts. They see what he becomes. But now in 2022, you do have the draft capital to go get one of those top quarterbacks in next year's draft. So that's what I think they're weighing right now. I think there's a lot of things up in there for the Eagles.
Brady, your friend's Nick Sirianni. Why don't we just call him right now on the air and ask him? Like, just let me handle this.
I think he's pretty busy right now.
Nah, he's got time for us. Come on. He's a buddy of yours.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
You don't trust some of my questions to him? I'll promise you, I'll ask two questions before I ask about the guy who was wearing a Randall Cunningham shirt that ate horse crap off the street after the Super Bowl. I'll get two questions in professional questions before one.
This is why, LeVar, we could never get any good guests, because I'm always scared about Jonas.
What's
asking
the problem?
That's
not fair. It's not fair to ask those questions. He wasn't part of the Eagles. That blood is not on his hands. I don't see what the issue is.
Come on, Jonas.
Can't take me anywhere.
Come on, Jonas.
And that is why, Exhibit A, why I was on weekend overnight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.